And unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
They built our country, fought wars to defend our freedom. They have been called our greatest generation. Now, in this land of plenty they helped to create, many senior citizens in America go hungry. Sometimes they must choose between medicine, rent, or food. It is a choice they shouldn't have to make. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana's Adopt-A-Senior program serves more than 2,200 seniors each month. You can sponsor a senior for only $100 per year. Call the Food Bank or visit fbcinlaw.org. Together, we can end hunger.
The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
On Sunday mornings, you can experience the transformational power of God's Word as Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church serves God and the community. Become one with God and God's Word at Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, located at 736 Ducote Lane in Cottonport, Louisiana, under the leadership of Reverend Chris Augustine Sr. Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, where services are held every Sunday morning. Be Unique Hair Salon specializes in your total hair care needs, caring for the scalp and teaching every client how to maintain a head filled with healthy hair. At Be Unique Hair Salon, our stylists recognize each client's uniqueness and individuality that demonstrates your own personal swag. If you're looking for unique hair and unique hair experiences, Be Unique Hair Salon is located at 1771 Elliott Street, Suite B in Alexandria, Louisiana. Phone for an appointment Tuesday through Saturday, 318-442-7204. Be Unique Hair Salon, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Daryl's is an auto service specialist that you can trust and rely on. With over 35 years of experience, no repair is too large or too small. Daryl's Auto Service provides A to Z repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs, Daryl's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends. Daryl's Auto Service, member ASA. Daryl's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Daryl's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexander's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexander's Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MBE, WBE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MBE, WBE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success, and a Small Emerging Businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Foster Grandparent Program is a national program serving local communities. Foster grandparents serve as role models, mentors, and friends while participating in a program designed to help students learn to read, provide one-on-one tutoring, and help guide children at a critical time in their lives. Participating grandparents will receive a tax-free hourly stipend, travel pay to and from their workstation, lunch, but most of all, the opportunity to share your gifts and your talents with those who really need it. For volunteer requirements, applications will be accepted Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. at Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging at 1423 Peterman Drive, or for more information, you can phone 318-484-2260. Remember, share today, shape tomorrow. Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Foster Grandparent Program is another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Hey, Ryan, I got a riddle for you. You know the only good mosquito?
What's that, Randy?
A dead mosquito. Man, they're driving me crazy. I can't even relax in my own backyard.
Well, Randy, J&J Exterminating can help you take your backyard back. J&J will inspect, recommend, treat, and maintain your home with our new mosquito program. Not only can mosquitoes be annoying, but they are linked to at least 7 different diseases, including West Nile. But J&J has the solution. We'll inspect your entire property and develop a solution that meets your needs.
Hey, I got a party this week. Can you take care of that?
No problem. J&J has one-time treatment options for those special occasions, or we can install and maintain a misting system that gets rid of mosquitoes every day, all day long.
Brian, you are the man with the plan. I'm taking my backyard back with your J&J Exterminating Mosquito Control Program. Over 50 years' experience does make a difference with J&J Exterminating.
Call J&J today for your free mosquito inspection and evaluation.
J&J Exterminating. Yeah.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas. That's David Christmas. And if you're listening, you're on point. This is the official OPT Network. And our website, of course, is www.onpointcxmas.com. Go to our website, click on, and listen live. It doesn't matter what part of the country you're in on this Wind Down Wednesday. If you're just getting started this morning, it's 7:38 a.m. Central Standard, 8:38 Eastern. And as always, we remind you to make sure you got enough time to get there. And I'm going to tell you, sometimes that is easier than others. I absolutely understand it. I appreciate it. I preach it. I say it. We try to do it. But sometimes in the mornings, things just happen. I already know. But listen, we want to make sure that you're being careful as you're getting there this morning, as you're getting kids to school. Remember, school buses, school stops, school zones, remember, they're in effect until 9 a.m. So if you're traveling through those school zones, please, even in your hurried condition, make sure that you slow through those school zones. Help our crossing guards, help our resource officers make sure that kids get into school and get across those streets safely. And sometimes those streets are very, very busy, especially at this hour. Also, school buses, help our drivers, our men and women who are trying to get our kids to school, help them get those kids to school safely. I'm going to tell you, as we woke up this morning, I said, oh my goodness, so much has happened this month. The month is literally over. Tomorrow's the last day of October, if you can believe that. We're already getting ready for the holidays. And, you know, this morning, I'm just reflecting on everything, all the wonderful things that has happened this month, and showing a lot of gratitude for all of you who came out in support and solidarity for breast cancer and breast cancer awareness. We want to remind you that it's still not too late. Tomorrow is going to be our very last day at all of our outlets, picking up money
and getting a donation together that we can present to the foundation that is going to help our community and help to be the change that we all want to see in eradicating breast cancer. Go ahead, DC.
Yes, that's good, Colette. And between the 2 years, I think between 2011 and 2012, I'm calculating here, we've raised approximately a little over $30,000.
Mm-hmm. Maybe a little bit more.
Yeah. Well. Yeah.
And you know, all of that money, we want to assure you, goes to the foundation. And every day, every year that we have been on this journey to eradicate breast cancer, we hear another incredible story that, you know, sometimes your flesh just gets tired and you just think within yourself, you can't go another step. You can't do another thing. You just can't, you can't, you can't. But what our mantra is if you just don't quit, great things will happen, even in the face of your feelings. And so last Sunday, when we were at Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, I heard several wonderful testimonies. The church honored the breast cancer survivors within Jerusalem, and a lady came up to me and told me her story of fear. And so what that means, ladies, is that we still have a long way to go when we still have women who are afraid, especially women who have not had a mammogram in years. And let me just say to every woman listening this morning, if you are having pain in your breasts or in one of your breasts, you absolutely need to get it checked. And I know that's a scary, scary thought. It's a scary feeling. You're not sure what's going on in your body. But what we have come to understand from all of the experts that have spoken with us and spoken to us collectively as a community, as a people, what we understand is that pain is an indicator. It is telling us something in our bodies. So I would encourage you, phone Diane Kitts. We're going to give the number out. A lot of the money that we raise stays right here. 75% of the money that we raise stays right here.
Yes.
In central Louisiana, D.C., to make sure that women are taken care of.
Absolutely, Carla. And it's important for people to know. 75% of the money stays here, and 25% of the money goes toward research, which that's every community that does this pays 25% into the research, and that's just us paying our fair share.
Absolutely. And you know what? We are people that want to pay our fair share. And,
absolutely.
And that's how it gets done, D.C.
Yes, that's how it gets done.
And we know that the more that we put into anything, the more we're going to get out. It's about reaping. And it's about sowing. And we are wanting to sow into the women's lives that listen to this show, women that don't listen to this show, people in central Louisiana.
Community as a whole.
The community as a whole. And what we know is that there are going to be diagnosed this year alone 232,000 new cases.
Absolutely, Carla. So if you haven't gone by one of our sponsors who are partnering with us in this fight against breast cancer, that's going to be the Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, Southern Heritage Bank,
mm-hmm.
Davis One Stop in Cheneyville, Louisiana, and McDonald's of Pineville, and of course, Sylvia's Caring Companion. If you go by any one of those outlets, there's some sort of way that you can make a donation into this cause.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it just takes a lot of people giving a little, and it works.
That's powerful. It takes a lot of people giving a little.
Yes.
And if everybody does something, and this is what we came up with, DC. We came up with the power of $1. The power of $1. If you buy a ribbon for $1, or you,
right.
You know, it's a difference maker. It is a difference maker. And so we've got decals, we've got ribbons, we've got all sorts of ways that you can just take a little bit. And we can do a lot. Hey, everybody, you're on point. It's 7:44. We got to get a break here, but we're back right after this.
Amerigroup has a new look. We have a new logo, new colors, and our focus on real solutions in healthcare is now loud and clear. Solutions that help people with challenges get the care they need. The very young. Solutions that help people with disabilities live more independently. In other words, our look may have changed, but our heart is still in the same place. Amerigroup, real solutions in healthcare.
For more information about Amerigroup Real Health Solutions, 1-855-229-6848 or www.myamerigroup.com/LA.
Amerigroup, another proud sponsor of the official OPT network.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years, a bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
First Federal Bank is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companions Health Care Services. People care by caring people. Owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488.
Sylvia's Caring Companion is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
What's up, guys?
Hey, we brought you McDonald's new Mighty Wing.
Wing? Like, singular?
Yeah, look how big it is, though.
Huge.
Well, it looks delicious, but do you expect me to believe that McDonald's only has a one-piece? The box clearly says a five-piece.
What had happened was...
Introducing McDonald's all-new Mighty Wings. Plural. Bold, spicy, delicious bone-in chicken available in a 3, 5, or 10-piece. There's something for everyone to love at McDonald's. For a limited time only at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Foster Grandparent Program is a national program serving local communities. Foster grandparents serve as role models, mentors, and friends while participating in a program designed to help students learn to read, provide one-on-one tutoring, and help guide children at a critical time in their lives. Participating grandparents will receive a tax-free hourly stipend, travel pay to and from their workstation, lunch, but most of all, the opportunity to share your gifts and your talents with those who really need it. For volunteer requirements, applications will be accepted Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. at Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging at 1423 Peterman Drive. Or for more information, you can phone 318-484-2260. Remember, share today, shape tomorrow. Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Foster Grandparent Program is another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network. Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to the OPT Network. It's 7:49. Today is Wind Down Wednesday. I want to give a special shout out to my mother, Valley Griffin, this morning on the grind, getting young Deuce Christmas to school.
Young Deuce.
Young Deuce Christmas headed into school this morning.
Let me just stop you right there since you mentioned.
Are you going to put Young Deuce Christmas?
Mentioning Deuce Christmas. All right. Let me just go ahead and put this out there.
Uh-oh.
Young Deuce Christmas, who is all of 5'1", might be, what, 120 pounds?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, has been named the starting tailback for his high school. He's a real freshman and just got, you know, I'm just excited about that. They recognize the Christmas skills.
Dad is excited, but we're sending out many, many, many prayers for the team. And, you know, it's getting, we get really, really charged up for Friday night football, whether our Young Deuce Christmas takes the field or not.
Well, Young Deuce has been getting in from time to time. Mm-hmm. He hadn't been just constantly playing. Now, the JV games, he's been smoking.
Mm-hmm.
But now they've decided that, look, we're going to go ahead and go with you in the starting job for the high school. So we're excited about that.
Yeah, we are excited. And we're wishing all of the teams the very best on Friday night. We're getting started early. We love high school football. We love college game day. And my goodness, we love NFL Sunday.
Yeah.
We're a family who loves our football. We love our sports. And we know that it makes kids better and more well-rounded. And so we encourage any extracurricular activities that kids are doing. Hey, let me just say that this segment of the OPT Network is sponsored by Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Foster Grandparent Program. Share today and shape tomorrow. Here's how you do it. And not just do it. You volunteer, you get paid for it, and you get a good feeling of giving back to our young people. The number to phone, 318-484-2260. Also, Hickson Automotive Group, Alexandria, Leesville, Monroe. Their website, 24/7, www.hicksonhasit.com. Also, First Federal Bank of Louisiana, building the community that we serve for over 60 years. The Avoyelles Commission of Tourism. Can't say enough about Wilbert Carmouche, who is the executive director. Will, we appreciate you. We thank God for you. You know what? Keep doing what you're doing in Avoyelles Parish. You are making a difference. Also, our friends at McDonald's of Alexandria. You know, DC, for those people who don't get a chance to see us at Friday Night Football or really the JV games, DC is screaming so loudly that he can be heard anywhere in the stadium, you know, hollering to Deuce Christmas what to do. In fact, you know, I told you guys a long time ago, he no longer wanted to be called by his nickname. He wanted to be called by his name, David. And so his dad still calls him Deuce when he's coaching him and cheering for him. And now the kids call him Deuce. Well, the bad part about having your parents that work on the radio is that your business gets put out there. So I don't know if he wanted everybody to know. Parents in the stands say, what does he say? Are you embarrassing him? So he might be just a little bit embarrassed, you think, by you announcing to everybody that he is going to be.
No, he's fine.
He's
just a kid with a lot of humility.
Mm-hmm.
You know, most people say they don't know where he come from. Such big talkers, and you know, you have to pull stuff out of him.
Yes, he's very, you know, very mild mannered
and secure with himself.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And that's a blessing. And so this morning, we want to encourage our school kids. We want to encourage our parents. You know, we're now getting into the swing of school, and we want to just make sure that in the mornings, we get our kids off on the right foot. And look, we're no different from you. We're just those people that are rushing around. We're trying to do better. We're trying to create plans at night so that the mornings are peaceful and everybody has their own private space. And that we're putting good, positive things in the morning. And when your kids get off on the right foot in the morning, the right start, then we as parents can start our days better. You know, if you're angry with your kids or you're frustrated or you're aggravated and you drop them off or you leave and they're on the bus stop, then it just kind of throws their day and your day off. So just fruit for thought, even if it was a crazy morning like some are, just say something good and positive to them and make sure that they get started on the right foot. But let me tell you what we're talking about this morning as we switch gears. I read an incredible article that we wanted to share with you guys, and it's how to turn your negative emotions into your greatest advantage. And as I was reading the article, DC and I were discussing the article. It's really, really important because a lot of people really don't understand how you can turn negative emotions, feelings of, deep negativity, sometimes even hatred, how you can turn that into your greatest advantage, because what we understand about negative emotions is that they will oftentimes go in and permeate and just create almost an atmosphere of anger, of resentment, and all of the adjectives that go along with that. Well, this is what the article says. It says, we're all really in a relentless pursuit of happiness. It's easy to shove away, to make light of, or otherwise evade negative emotions. See, nobody really wants to deal with their negative emotions. Nobody wants to own that. Nobody wants to check that. And so the article went on to talk about, it says, the truth is that those feelings are unpleasant and inevitable, that they can also play a key role in our health and well-being. So there was a study from Olin University that published earlier this year that showed that being comfortable experiencing and expressing mixed emotions was a predictor of improvements in well-being, while ignoring or evading negative feelings was not associated with boosts in well-being. So the study found that in the participants that they were making out experiences with a mixture of happiness and sadness actually showed increases in their psychological well-being compared to people who were just reporting sadnesses. So just reporting happiness or some other mixture of emotions, the author of the study showed, was not really good. So in other words, what he was saying is that you needed to really weigh in on happiness and sadness and negativity and all of the emotions. He said it seems that there is something to be gained from your mental health in taking both the good and the bad together. And how many times do we want to take the good and the bad? We want to take the good, and most of us want to leave the bad. He said, when we allow our negative emotions to become a source of shame or guilt, we could inadvertently be making those feelings worse and missing out on their benefits. And paradoxically, he says, negative emotions can be a powerful catalyst for your positive experiences and relationships. Relationships, realizations, as we respond to them. And so this morning, I want to talk about, DC, how we turn those negative emotions into our greatest advantage and how we deal with that, or how, in some cases, people don't deal with that. Struggling with adversity can profoundly alter our perspective. And so unless we talk about it, unless we deal with it, we're going to be destined to repeat that. Where, you know, yesterday I was saying, can we be happy and can we be grateful despite our broken heart, despite where we are in our lives? And it really started me to thinking, you know, you ask that question, but I believe it's a process. It's a process to working through that. And a lot of times when you start to have that negativity, the experts say that you have to work through the shame that is cultivated by that. And I was saying to a person yesterday on the phone that was really beating themselves up, I said, you know, I am starting to deal in something called self-compassion. And you remember when we had that whole conversation and I said I was going to start being more compassionate towards my own self. It's easy to have compassion for others, but it's a lot harder to have compassion for yourself. And so in turning those negative emotions into your advantage, first it starts with dealing with the anger. And the experts say when you deal with the anger, turning the anger or fueling the anger into something creative. And so this is something that we have been really going through personally and really dealing with, turning some negative emotions, DC, into positivity, into redirecting. And sometimes you can get so angry at a situation, at a person, that it will be all consuming. And so now, as we came across this article and it really brought some light into our own situation, we decided to refuel that energy. And everybody has that, DC. And I want you to talk about, you know, the way that you decided to redirect and refuel.
Well, I just don't have time to spend. We're very busy. Uh-huh. I just don't have time to devote a whole lot of energy to negativism. But, you know, like anybody else, I'm no different. You know, you gun and being a man, you know, you gun at me, I'm gonna gun at you, but I'm pulling out some bigger guns. You know, that's just my thinking. And when you get into that, you forget that, you know, the things that you have to deal with and the things that's gotten us here to this point, it hasn't been us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, God has done for us what we couldn't do for ourselves. But the thing about that is we allowed him to do it.
Right.
You see, and once we go back into that self-will where we have to do it, you know, then, you know, we get back into that self-will and that, that negativism and all the stuff that comes along with that. But with that said, I'd like to give a huge shout out this morning to my pastor, Pastor Greg Tejada.
Okay.
Because, you know, I had to go back to the beginning, to the point where I felt I needed to go in and speak with somebody that I respect.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a man of God that, you know, is close to me and, you know, my spiritual father, and just go in and get those words of wisdom. And yesterday he and I spent about an hour just talking, and he pretty much helped to pull me out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, of that muck and mire, you know, that I was into. But, you know, still, you know, I understand what I have to do now and what I'm doing, because really it's just been taking up a lot of my time. Because really, if in my old days, I was the kind of fella that, yeah, when you're sleeping, I'm laying up at night trying to figure out how to get you.
And you know, and it's good when you can acknowledge that. And I think that this is why we thought that this article is so important, because so many people are fueled by negativity and they never allow the positive to come in. And you can really take that negativity and you can turn it into your greatest advantage. But first, you've got to identify it. You've got to identify that you're feeding into negativity. You're feeding into anger. And then you have to deal with those emotions and what they really, really feel like. And the study showed that there are some habits that people can use that will help to turn that around, because a lot of times people will tell you, you know, I used to be a person that I would fight in a minute, or I used to be a person that would curse you out lower than a dog. You know, and as you get older, you change. But somewhere deep, deep down inside of you, if the right person pushes the right button, that old man that is supposed to be dead, or that old woman that is supposed to be dead, that would do some dastardly deeds, boy, Lisa Campo calls her those personalities. They're still down. I mean, even though they're real, real, real low, they're still there. And if you're not careful, those personalities will come out of you. And, you know, it's not good. And so the article is saying that when you have found that you have gotten there, and a lot of people really, sometimes you can get so angry that you don't even know that you're there. They say then you have to start doing some different things. First, you got to identify. You got to identify that you're angry, that you're being negative, that this thing, these feelings are consuming you. That's the first step. You got to identify with it, because let me tell you about the mind. In our family, this is one of the things that we have said for years and years and years. We said the mind is a powerful tool. And what that means is that it can make you believe whatever you need it to believe. It is powerful. And so, in other words, if you think you're right or if you think you're wrong, either way, you're right. If you're thinking it, nobody can tell you that you're wrong, then your mind is so powerful that it allows you to believe that. Does that make sense? Okay, what I'm saying is you could be dead wrong, but you could think you're right, and the mind is so powerful. and you have given yourself every reason why you're justified in it.
Right, because you rationalize, justify, and minimize.
Absolutely. And then you've done it, and you've rehearsed it over and over. And
you believe it.
You believe it.
Yeah.
And so then you're fueling that negativity. You're fueling that anger. And if something doesn't happen to make you stop, the end result is probably going to be very catastrophic. It's not going to be a good end, in other words.
Somebody might get hurt.
Somebody might get hurt. And so this morning, we want to talk about those negative feelings and emotions and turning those into your greatest asset, how they can help you to become more productive. And when we come back, we're going to talk about how to channel that. If you're feeling a little hot and bothered this morning on this Wind Down Wednesday, you won't want to miss it. Stay on point, everybody. The official OPT Network.
I may be just a foolish dreamer, but I don't care. 'Cause I know my happiness is waiting out there somewhere. I'm searching for that silver lining, horizons that I've never seen. Oh, I'd like to take just a moment and dream my dream. Oh, dream my dream. Oh, oh, I'd like to fly far away from here, where my mind, oh Lord, is fresh and clear. And I, by the love that I long to see, where everybody can be what they wanna be. And walk amongst the stars at night. I'd like to know the taste of honey in my life. In my life. Well, I've shed so many pains, and I've played so many games.
At the credit union with a heart, part of Louisiana Federal Credit Union.
Looking to trade in your current clunker for something more dependable? Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union is here to help with new and used auto loans. Interest as low as 1.99% APR with member loyalty discounts. Special rate available through November 15th. Hurry to Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union and let them help you get a new set of keys.
Credit Union with a heart.
Credit Union with the Heart is another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network with Carlette Christmas.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Paint and Body Works, remember, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Of Oils Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oils Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oils Parish. For more information on Of Oils, call 800-833-4195 or www.travelofoils.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Of Oils Tourism Commission is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network with Carlette Christmas.
Why choose Chris's Cabrini?
Our nurses.
Physicians. Associates.
Everyone works together
to put the patient first.
We're one of the country's top hospitals for stroke care.
Our level 3 NICU has earned the highest designation for newborn care.
We're always striving for the best outcomes.
The clinical trials we offer today will set tomorrow's standard.
We're honored.
Honored. Honored. To extend the healing ministry of Jesus Christ.
So many reasons.
To choose Christus Cabrini.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop, everything you need, every time you shop.
Davis One Stop is a proud underwriting sponsor of the official OPT Network.
What's up, guys?
Hey, we brought you McDonald's new Mighty Wing.
Wing? Like, singular?
Yeah, look how big it is, though.
Huge.
Well, it looks delicious, but you expect me to believe that McDonald's only has a one-piece? The box clearly says a five-piece.
What had happened was...
Introducing McDonald's all-new Mighty Wings. Plural. Bold, spicy, delicious bone-in chicken available in a 3, 5, or 10-piece. There's something for everyone to love at McDonald's. For a limited time only at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network with Carlette Christmas.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you, one conversation at a time.
Isn't it nice when your bank knows who you are? At Southern Heritage Bank, they're small enough to know your name, but large enough to take care of you. Pure and simple, they talk to you about your needs. Today's banking customers have a lot of different choices. Southern Heritage Bank customers enjoy first name service at its finest. Just ask anyone who knows. If you're ready for a new bank, give Southern Heritage Bank and first name service a try. Visit shbnet.com today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Southern Heritage Bank is another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
State Farm, this is Jessica.
Hey, Jessica! Jerry Newman with a policy question.
Jerry, how are you doing?
Fine, I just got a little fender bender.
Oh, Jerry, I'm so sorry.
I would love to help, but remember you dropped us last month.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. It only took 15 minutes to sign up with that new auto insurance company, but it's taken a lot longer to hear back.
Is your car up a pole again?
I miss you, Jessica.
Jerry, are you crying?
No, I bit my tongue.
Get to a better state. State Farm.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Of Oils Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD.
In HD.
That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning
high definition.
Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy.
Step up to high definition
with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Hey, everybody. Good morning. Welcome back to the OPT Network. It's Wind Down Wednesday. It's 8:15 if you're on your way. Central Standard, 9:15 Eastern. And this segment is sponsored by Southern Heritage Bank. Remember, you can visit any of the Southern Heritage Banks in Central Louisiana, and you can, well, in Alexandria and Gina, and you can pick up your ribbons. You can put them out. You can give the donation. Today is, tomorrow's going to be the last day, but help us again to fight breast cancer by going in and purchasing a ribbon. Also, the City of Alexandria's Diversity in Action Program, Get Wired Satellites, Get to a Better State with your State Farm agent, Rosa Fields. Also, Amerigroup Real Solutions, getting real solutions for you and your family when it comes to health care. J&J Exterminating, they are Louisiana's largest independently owned pest control firm, serving, really pretty much all of Louisiana. For information, right here in Alec, you can phone 318-448-4000. They're located at 526 MacArthur Drive. Also, Ray Hyde Paint and Body Works and McDonald's of Pineville. They have done a beautiful, beautiful job with their pink ribbons. If you're headed for breakfast this morning, not too late to get a ribbon. You can also stop by there for lunch or dinner and purchase a ribbon. It helps to fight breast cancer. Now, this morning, we're talking about how to turn those negative emotions into a benefit, how to move past that anger and that negativity and make it work for you. Somebody called up and said, DC, you're going to need more than your pastor to help you to turn those negative emotions around, talking about that white perch. It's that time of the year. And one of the things that you do, DC, is one of the things that helps you to calm and soothe and ease your mind is to get out there on the water, no matter what's going on, no matter how bottled up you're feeling, and just get out there on the lake.
Chasing slabs.
Well, you hadn't been able to get out there lately because we have had so many things going on. But talk about how, you know, when you're feeling bottled up and you're feeling angry and you're feeling all of those emotions that the experts say most people don't want to feel those feelings. We want to shove those back, and we only want to experience the happy feelings. Talk about when you start feeling that, how it helps you to go out and be on the lake.
Well, you know, being a recovering alcoholic addict, I used to use chemicals to deal with the way I, you know, felt.
Mm-hmm.
But once I went into treatment and learned how to deal with my emotions and feelings and learned how to find other outlets, you know, everybody needs some sort of outlet. Mine happens to be fishing.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, when you have so much information coming at you and so much stuff, for me, I need some time to just process information. And I find that when I'm out on the lake in my boat, trolling around looking for white perch, it's the best time for me because it's nice and quiet in the morning. It's cool. I like it. I like being out at one with nature.
Mm-hmm.
And it gives me an opportunity to reflect on a lot of things that I've done. Have I hurt anybody? Did I do somebody wrong? Did somebody do me wrong?
Mm-hmm.
You know, some places I have to go make amends, you know, and acknowledge that I've been wrong, or, you know, and acknowledge to my spiritual advisor, to my pastor, to somebody. I mean, you know, or you, you know, and that's how I deal with it. I try not to get too repressed with too much heavy emotion.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to be careful about resentment. You know, the big books say resentment is the number one offender.
Mm-hmm. And for people who don't know what that means, what does that mean?
That means that I can't afford to be hot with anybody.
Mm-hmm.
Because it'll just mess me up.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
And so in that, you know, you come to that, but you really have to identify that and own that before you can start to work on fixing it.
Right, and that's why I have to take a daily inventory. Now, am I perfect? No, because sometimes I decide, no, I'm in the process and I'm not ready to let that go yet.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but I'm cognizant of that, though.
Mm-hmm.
I'm completely aware that I've decided not to forgive somebody.
Wow.
You know, so I'm not just walking around in a vacuum thinking that, oh, I've forgiven everybody and I haven't.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if somebody steps on my toe, instead of, you know, it used to be, you know, you'd be passive about things like that, and that's what causes you to be repressed.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody steps on our toe, you know, and we don't make them aware of that, and then later on you go home and kick your dog
mm-hmm.
because of something somebody else has done you. I'm the type of fella now, if you step on my toe, and if you don't say excuse me, because it could be an accident, and I use stepping on your toe as a metaphor.
Sure.
If you step on my toe and don't say excuse me, I'm going to politely tug you first and let you know, hey, you stepped on my toe.
But you're a man that faces things head on.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You are very, very...
Yeah, and I don't make pretend, and mm-hmm. I don't play the we friends thing, and we're not friends.
Right.
You know, the facade. Yeah, I don't play those games. I don't have time for that.
You're very real, and so if you have an issue with someone, you have no problem confronting
None.
The issue.
None whatsoever.
And I think that
And I don't have a problem rejecting foolishness.
Right. And
you know,
Since we're talking.
A lot of times, you know, you'll ask somebody something. This chops my hide here more than anything. If you ever deal with me, if I ask you something, right?
Mm-hmm.
And what I notice about this area is there's a lot of people who appear to be smart. And if you ask them something, they'll just give you a runaround.
Mm-hmm.
No answer. Yeah, no answer. I don't deal with that.
So you walk away from the conversation saying they really said nothing.
Well, you know, and I may tell them, buddy, what are you saying?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I will ask.
Right.
You know, don't just, you know, give me some old fluff and dove.
And one of the biggest issues with negative feelings is that most people cannot identify or will not identify when they have an issue. And you talked about being repressed. Most people get repressed and don't know that they're repressed. So in other words, what they do is they put their feeling down and then
right.
they put another feeling that hurts right. their feelings or makes them angry or
right.
makes them feel whatever negative emotion they feel.
Mm-hmm.
And then they put that one on top of the last 10.
Right.
And then before you know it, they're filled with anger,
right.
resentment.
Right. Now, just take what you said, the last 10.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now go back to when you was 12 years old. You've been repressing since then, and now you're 45.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you've been repressing feeling so long, and then people are wondering why you get so drunk. He's so drunk because he's trying to get away from all that stuff that's haunting him.
Absolutely.
And it's a lot of gunk.
Right. And I was saying to someone that I care deeply about last night, I said, you know, when people are hurting, whether it's from whatever kind of hurt it's from, and you've never learned how to deal with your emotions, and you're using a substance, then you have to use more of that substance right. as the hurt gets deeper.
Or like, let's say you start off with, weed is called the gateway drug.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you may be in high school. Weed may fade you. It may help you with the problems that you have in then.
Mm-hmm.
But by the time you turn 27 with bills, you know, you got your life insurance, your health insurance, your electric bill, your water bill, your car note.
You have life.
Insurance. You've got so much stuff coming at you. You've got some stuff. You know, you got your kids, their school, all this stuff that comes along with being an adult and being a responsible adult. Sometimes people just get caught up in all that,
mm-hmm.
and they try to use things to deal with it, and they overindulge in those things that they're using. Now, a lot of times, if you start off using that stuff at an early age and you've not matured, or developed, a lot of people start using drugs under 15 or alcohol,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
And you've not fully matured on how to deal with your problem.
Right.
So you start using those things to deal with your problems, then you've just opened up the door to now, 10 years from now, you're going to need more of that stuff.
Mm-hmm. You need something bigger.
You need something bigger. You know, I remember telling one guy in New Orleans, we was working together, and I said, you know, I was smoking weed. And he looked at me and said, man, weed? Man, that ain't no high. He said, man, I'll smoke crack.
Right.
I was like, buddy, I don't do it. You know, at that time, I wasn't into that. But he was saying he needs a real substance to really kill some feelings. And this was a functional addict who knew exactly what he thought he needed.
Right. And, you know, it's tough to have these conversations, but a lot of people are saying, wow, did he just say that? Absolutely. The only way that you can deal with the negativity in your life, those emotions that are debilitating, those emotions that work to really, really ruin your life or even take your life, is to own it. And I'm going to tell you one thing. When we are so concerned about what others think of us, we can never own what is truly going on. And that's why we thought, DC, this article was so important.
Absolutely. Or if your vice still has you. In other words, if I was still using drugs and alcohol, I wouldn't be able to say here I was an addict alcoholic.
Right.
Because it still has a grip on me.
And you said it. You said it several days ago to somebody, and you said you could just see the body language on the people just change.
Couldn't believe it.
And their discomfort and their disbelief. But you can own that. And the article went on to say that what doesn't kill you absolutely makes you stronger. They say it's an old cliche. They referred to it in the article. It said, but sometimes life's greatest challenges can be our biggest, our best, our most significant personal opportunities, personal growth and development aspects. And that's what a lot of people can't do. They can't own right where they are. They can't own how they're feeling. And so you never get to any kind of resolve.
Well, absolutely, Carlette. It's hard. It is very hard for some people to look at the, we say this all the time. You know, gaining knowledge of oneself is probably the greatest gift of all. You know, to know yourself, to actually understand and appreciate, not the selfish, the things that you think you need to be happy, but to know when you've offended someone else, to know that you have a personality that tends to step on others. You know, when you start to know that about yourself, you stop doing it. Because nobody wants to go around just hurting other people.
And then even when you have been wronged by someone, you have been wronged, and then you work to make sure that that person, you, that they know that they've been, that they wronged you. And then you get really, really wrapped up in the resentment, in the anger. And so, first of all, we're talking about owning it. We're talking about how you can allow yourself, sometimes without even knowing, you can allow yourself to get so angry and so filled with the wrong negative emotions that you will absolutely hurt somebody if you're not careful.
Absolutely.
And so this morning we're talking about, first of all, those negative emotions. We only want to deal with the things that make us happy. And you can tell. You can tell when people are happy. But you know what? There's the other side of the coin. You got to learn how to deal with it. We're doing it. I'm sure you got to do it. And you know what? You just take a chance on life and just do it. Hey, everybody, it's Wind Down Wednesday. I don't know about you. I'm feeling pretty good. We got to take a break here. This is the official OPT Network. And if you're on your way, it's 27 minutes after 8 o'clock. Let's do it.
Amerigroup has a new look. We have a new logo, new colors, and our focus on real solutions in healthcare is now loud and clear. Solutions that help people with challenges get the care they need, the very young. Solutions that help people with disabilities live more independently. In other words, our look may have changed, but our heart is still in the same place. Amerigroup, real solutions in healthcare.
For more information about Amerigroup Real Health Solutions, 1-855-229-6848 or www.myamerigroup.com/LA.
Amerigroup, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years, a bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
First Federal Bank is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companions Health Care Services, people care by caring people, owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488.
Sylvia's Care and Companion is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
What's up, guys?
Hey, we brought you McDonald's new Mighty Wing.
Wing? Like, singular? Yeah, look how big it is, though.
Huge.
Well, it looked delicious, but you expect me to believe that McDonald's only has a one-piece? The box clearly says a five-piece.
What had happened was...
Introducing McDonald's all-new Mighty Wings. Plural. Bold, spicy, delicious bone-in chicken available in a 3, 5, or 10-piece. There's something for everyone to love at McDonald's. For a limited time only at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Foster Grandparent Program is a national program serving local communities. Foster grandparents serve as role models, mentors, and friends while participating in a program designed to help students learn to read, provide one-on-one tutoring, and help guide children at a critical time in their lives. Participating grandparents will receive a tax-free hourly stipend, travel pay to and from their workstation, lunch, but most of all, the opportunity to share your gifts and your talents with those who really need it. For volunteer requirements, applications will be accepted Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. at Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging at 1423 Peterman Drive. Or for more information, you can phone 318-484-2260. Remember, share today, shape tomorrow. Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Foster Grandparent Program is another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you, one conversation at a time.
Different from the start, at the Credit Union with a heart, the heart of Louisiana, federal.
Credit Union.
Looking to trade in your current clunker for something more dependable? Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union is here to help with new and used auto loans. Interest as low as 1.99% APR with member loyalty discounts. Special rate available through November 15th. Hurry to Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union and let them help you get a new set of keys.
Credit Union with a heart.
The Credit Union with the Heart is another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network with Carlette Christmas.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Paint and Body Works, remember, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Of Oils Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oils Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oils Parish. For more information on Of Oils, call 800-833-4195 or www.traveloforoils.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Bavall's Tourism Commission is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network with Carlette Christmas.
Why did I choose Christus Cabrini? I wanted to fight cancer.
To be a nurse.
A surgeon.
To be a part of a great heart program.
Integrity. Compassion.
The healing ministry of Jesus Christ.
A critical care team that saves lives.
It's all about the patient.
Innovation.
A 24/7 ER that cares for everyone at the speed of life.
What's unique for some hospitals, we see every day.
Even miracles.
So many reasons.
To choose Christus Cabrini.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop.
Davis One Stop is a proud underwriting sponsor of the official OPT Network.
They built our country, fought wars to defend our freedom. They have been called our greatest generation. Now, in this land of plenty they helped to create, many senior citizens in America go hungry. Sometimes they must choose between medicine, rent, or food. It is a choice they shouldn't have to make. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana's Adopt-A-Senior program serves more than 2,200 seniors each month. You can sponsor a senior for only $100 per year. Call the Food Bank or visit fbcinlaw.org. Together, we can end hunger.
The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Termites are responsible for more than $1 billion of damage in Louisiana alone. Super colonies have been discovered with over 1 million termites, and Little League baseball games have had to be stopped due to swarms. J&J Exterminating, Louisiana's largest independent pest control company with over 50 years' experience, employs more licensed and certified technicians than any other pest control company in the state. And right now, I've got Ryan Weber, biologist and entomology instructor at J&J Exterminating, here to let you know a little bit more.
Randy, termites have insatiable appetite, and people just don't realize how much damage they can cause. J&J is the largest installer of the newest Centricon HD Always Active Colony Elimination System and the largest applicator of Termidor liquid treatment. We study your soil composition and we figure out what's the best treatment for you. And we guarantee all of our work, plus we offer same-day pest control service.
J&J Exterminating today for your inspection and evaluation.
J&J Exterminating, yeah.
J&J Exterminating is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. It's 8:39 a.m. Eastern, 9:39 Central, and 9:39 Eastern. This segment is sponsored by St. Francis Cabrini Women's and Children's Hospital. Remember, for your free mammogram, Diane Kitts is the contact person. Her number, 483 4026. Diane Kitts is your contact person for your free mammogram. The number 483-4026. And you know you can always reach out and connect with Team OPT at our offices at 3717 Government Street, Suite Number 2, Alexandria, Louisiana. Zip is 71302, or phone us 318-445-5658, and we'll also be able to give you that information. Our friends at the Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, dedicated to excellence, please visit. Make sure you support the last day or so of breast cancer and being the change that you want to see in Central Louisiana and in the world. Also, Davis One Stop. If you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is an incredible stop. And it's not just about picking up stuff. They have got incredible fresh meat. We are purchasing our meat at Davis One Stop. Yes. Do you see they got a butcher on point? Pudgy.
Ellis Reynolds.
Ellis Reynolds is on point. That his name, you know, when you call people their nicknames, you forget their real name.
Be off right there, man. But let me just say this, Carlette, because this is important. You know, especially to the folks that's in the town of Cheneyville. We're talking to y'all right now, Cheneyville. Cheneyville. You know, because we were, Carlette, sort of, you know, guilty of this, and Davis One Stop is a sponsor of the OPT network and has been for over a year, right?
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times you can look at a business like that. It's a successful business. They're doing well, but they strive to do better.
Right.
You know, it's progress rather than perfection, and it's a daily grind, and it's a process, and, you know, the business has to grow.
Mm-hmm.
So what we've discovered, and first of all, what we've discovered with our household,
mm-hmm.
is that what we were doing is we would go to Davis One Stop just to pick up our little
odds and ends,
not realizing, and we say it every day, that they've got fresh meat cut by the butcher, and we were buying meat in other places. Mm-hmm. You know, we would go to Walmart thinking we were getting a better deal. Well, Saturday,
or
I went
not
there.
Necessarily a better deal, no, but when I mean, you when no, you do all your shopping there,
absolutely. Well, you know, you do when you're doing that, Carlette,
mm-hmm.
you really do believe it's a better deal.
Okay,
in your mind, that's why you do it.
Okay,
you know, but if you thought you were going to get a better deal at Davis One Stop, you would probably get all your meat there.
Mm-hmm.
But there's more to this than just what's on the surface, you know, and especially in communities. In our communities, we have to understand that we have to support the businesses in our communities.
Right.
You know, Cheneyville, if you've got a meat market, why would you buy your meat outside of Cheneyville? But first, I had to pose that question to myself.
Mm-hmm.
And then what I realized is, why would I not buy my meat in Cheneyville?
Mm-hmm.
Even if I had to get other things at other places, I can make a commitment to buying my meat from Davis One Stop to assure that Davis One Stop is going to be there when I need other things that I need.
That's good.
You know, so we as a community of Cheneyville have to understand that these people have invested in this store.
Mm-hmm.
It is a fine facility. It is beautiful. It's neat. It's clean. Everything is always in order. They are nice people. But when we go to them and say, hey, can you extend me credit for this? And then they allow you, you know, they see circumstances differently than, say, a Walmart
mm-hmm.
or Albertsons mm-hmm. where you need to have everything you need to have when you go in there.
Absolutely.
There is no leeway at all.
Mm-hmm.
Well, why, when I get ready to go out and buy my groceries, why would I go buy them
somewhere else
other than the place that's mm-hmm. having a humility for the fact that I don't have money all the time or the exact amount of money?
Right.
Why, when I get my money, don't I go back to them and say to them, okay, this is what I'm going to need so that I can buy it from y'all? Because they're saying, listen, if we don't have something that you would like to have, just let us know and we'll have it.
Mm-hmm.
But what they're doing now is getting what's selling. So, you know, we as a community have to come together and support our community businesses.
Mm-hmm.
And that way we'll have more businesses in our community. You see, and so we won't have to leave our communities to buy things all the time in somebody else's community.
That's right.
You know, so we have to keep our dollars in our own community. But if we don't start somewhere, if the person who's listening right now don't say, you know what, I'm going to change the way I'm doing this. So what I did was Saturday, I went to Davis One Stop, and I just bought all the meat that we were going to need for the next 30 days or so.
Right.
And that way I don't, when I'm out, even if I'm out, if we say after church we go to Walmart, there's some things we need. I understand that. I appreciate that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but we have to make sure that we're doing what we can do in our community, because just like the Boys and Girls Club, you know, you have to wonder, you know, why is it closed? Well, look at yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so in 6 months, if Davis One Stop wasn't around, and we say, boy, we sure missed Davis One Stop, they had everything we needed.
Right. We have to look at ourselves.
We have to look at, we have to keep that business up and running and fruitful,
mm-hmm.
and give to it so it can give to us.
That's right.
And so we have to learn this in our communities, or we're going to just continue to be the biggest consumers that don't gain anything.
And let me tell you how great it is. DC went and bought so much meat. He went and bought all the meat that he thought we needed.
Yeah.
But I forgot how wonderful it was, like back in the day when we were growing up, and we went to the store in Bunkie. We went to Crawford's, and that was one of those businesses that
Marvin Crawford
that the community supported. And,
absolutely.
And Pudgy was the butcher there.
He's a seasoned butcher.
And you know, the beauty of it is that the meat that I eat now is really just relegated to mostly chicken and fish. Well,
right.
But we buy a lot of chicken wings.
And we like pork steaks.
And
I do.
And the men in our house.
Grilled, like, gravied, any kind of way. I like them.
Well, they cut it to your specification, and then they packaged the wings up the way that we wanted them packaged. So that was really, really a help. And to see how beautiful and fresh the meat was, you know what, it just doesn't get any better than that. And we are really appealing to the community of Cheneyville. You got to go out.
And surrounding communities. Because y'all are coming from Ellicott, and y'all pull in there and stop in.
Mm-hmm.
You know, support, you know, and you know, Thesha is, man, let me tell you something. You're not going to meet a better person than her. I don't care where you go. She is a fine lady, and she takes care of the people in Cheneyville. She is a matriarchal type herself.
She is indeed.
And, you know, these people have invested a lot in this store, and you have to kind of stop and think. You know, nobody really even understands the fact that they had to take that building. They had to do a lot of refurbishing and construction mm-hmm. to it to get it right. They have invested in the town of Cheneyville.
That's it.
And so we have to appreciate that they've invested in the town and go to the store and support them.
Mm-hmm.
You have to support it or it will be gone.
Absolutely.
That's the bottom line.
And we're starting with ourselves, and we have a ton of
absolutely.
Meat.
Absolutely. And I will not buy meat outside of Cheneyville unless it's just something that, you know, some shark steaks or something, because I don't want them to go get a load of shark steak, and I'm the only one going to eat one once a year.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I understand that. But chicken, pork steaks, gravy steaks, stuff like that,
mm-hmm.
they have all that, and they have it in abundance.
Mm-hmm.
And they've got it fresh, and they get it daily. Folks in Cheneyville, y'all go over there and tell them what kind of meat you want to get and when you're going to come get it.
And the prices
and they're gonna have
are
it ready.
Compatible.
The prices are the same as mm-hmm. everywhere else.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I looked at, because I bought some chicken wings.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we like to eat chicken wings. So I looked at the wings, Carlette, and I said, okay, when I go to Walmart, I buy the long pack.
Mm-hmm.
Sometime they're about $12, $13. Well, and they'll have about maybe 12 to 14 wings in there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the 12 to 14 wings in their place was like $9, $10.
Right.
So I was actually saving money.
Absolutely.
Saving money.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
And then you got them packaged the way
right,
that you wanted
to
have them.
Right, because we like them. We may not eat but maybe 7 or 8 of them at a time.
Mm-hmm.
So they package them in the amounts that we eat.
Right. And so, ladies, you know how when you have to break them up and you want to season them or you want to wash them and you want to clean them and then you put them, you know, you've put them separate in separate packs so that you can do them. Well, they do all that for you. They don't season them and wash them and clean them, but they package them for you just the way that you want. And,
absolutely.
And that's another advantage. And so if you're traveling north or south, and especially if you live in Cheneyville, Davis One Stop is the best stop. Now, I want to switch back gears to what we were talking about, and we want to give people some real solutions about how to get past those angers, anger and negative emotions. DC said, you know you don't have much time. Do I need to go to break here?
Close out with that. Yeah,
Well, you know what? What we're going to do is we're going to go to break, and when we come back, we want to really talk about it, and we want to help some people that are so mad. You're so mad that you could just spit. Or you're so mad you could just break somebody in two.
You're so mad that you could just choke the life out of somebody.
Oh, that's mad. That's mad. Hey, we've got help for you. We've got help for you. Stay on point. The official OPT Network. We're back after this.
Isn't it nice when your bank knows who you are? At Southern Heritage Bank, they're small enough to know your name, but large enough to take care of you. Pure and simple, they talk to you about your needs. Today's banking customers have a lot of different choices. Southern Heritage Bank customers enjoy first name service at its finest. Just ask anyone who knows. If you're ready for a new bank, give Southern Heritage Bank and first name service a try. Visit shbnet.com today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Southern Heritage Bank is another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition.
Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy.
Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
I have a name. It's not Occupant.
Or 38.
Nine.
I'm a person, not a number.
And sometimes...
I need to talk to someone who's listening to me.
There are 24 hours in my day. I want a company...
to be there when I need them.
At State Farm, we get to know you and know how you want to be treated. Like a real person with real concerns.
Finally! My kind of insurance company.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Hey, everybody. Good morning. Welcome back to the OPT Network. This segment sponsored by Walker Automotive, Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services. Don't forget about her ribbon cutting. It is today at the Incubator on Wimbledon at 11:30. She's inviting and encouraging you to come out and support her new location in the Incubator. What an event it's going to be. Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services. People care by caring people. Also get to a better state with your State Farm agent. Down in Bunkie, Kyle Wolf, the number to phone, 318-346-6695. Now, this morning, as we're wrapping up, we're talking about really how to turn that anger and that resentment and those negative emotions into a positive and have them work for you. And the first step, and DC mentioned it, is that you own it. You own it. You admit that you have some anger, some negative emotions, some resentment, whatever it is, you own that. And then you talk to somebody that you can trust, somebody that can be objective, somebody that you can say, look, this is what happened. This is why I felt the way or feel the way that I felt. And during the break, DC said, boy, we're different. I was saying, if somebody makes you so mad, you could just spit. He said, yeah, I'm thinking if somebody makes you so mad, you could just snap them in two, or you could do something even worse. He said, choke the life out of them. Well, you know what? We know that that is not, first of all, it's not good for, it's not the Christian way. It's not a good way, but let's face it, many of us feel that way and never, ever say it.
And then who wants the guilt of
choking the life out of somebody?
Who wants that guilt on them?
Nobody.
That's why you can't do it.
And that's why you can't. And that's why it's not good to have those thoughts. You got to own that. You got to identify it and then share that with somebody. And then the article says, and we say it all the time, your thought life. You've got to think about what you're thinking about, and then you've got to begin to change those thoughts. You've got to begin to change the way that you think about that person, that situation, or that circumstance. And you've got to replace those negative thoughts with positive thoughts. And let me tell you something, that can be really, really, really hard when you have created a dislike, or even deeper than that, a disdain for somebody at your job, somebody at your church, somebody wherever, just a dislike for somebody. You've got to turn those thoughts into positive thoughts. And then the next thing that they say, and I know all this stuff sounds really, really simple. And we said it probably last week, simple things are simple, but they're not easy to do. And I understand that. But this morning, what we want to do is we want to give you some fruit for thought, some things to think about, because many people are driving in right now feeling repressed, feeling anxious, feeling angry, feeling uncertain. And sometimes you can feel that way, and you have pushed down those negative feelings and emotions and piled up so many others that you don't even really know what you're angry about. And sometimes when I'm feeling a little out of sorts, off kilter, uneven, just icky, I have to say, why am I feeling that way? What is it? And you have to dig down within yourself, and you have to be honest with yourself. And it's hard for us to be honest with ourselves. And then you've got to own that. And then the next thing they say is you got to start meditation. You've got to start finding ways to clear your mind. And you notice sometimes in the morning, if we've had a morning that's just filled with just rush, 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 or any kind of anxiety, or just the things that happen in the morning, I'll say, just stop. Just stop. I'll say this to myself, and I'll say it to you. Just stop. Take about 60 seconds. Sometimes you need more than that. And breathe in deep and blow it out. And if you're in a place where you can close your eyes, like you're sitting in the parking lot because you're early and you're waiting, you know, begin to search yourself. Begin to just allow those cleansing thoughts and those cleansing breaths to come in and to allow you to release that anger, that resentment, those negativity, the emotions of negativity. Allow yourself to release that. And then I'm going to add this. Prayer. We know prayer changes everything. And so these are some really, really simple things to think about, to contemplate as you're winding down your week. If you've had those feelings or you're having those feelings, you know what? All you've got to do is say, I am not going to let somebody else live rent-free in my property, the property of my mind.
Now, if they do cross over into my property, I'm going to deal with it.
Well, if they cross over into your property, you know, then that's another story. But you know what? For the most part, most people don't want to cross over into other people's space. And that's the way that it should be. Y'all, it's Wind Down Wednesday. And we hope that you are just a little bit more cleansed, just a little bit more encouraged about any anger, any negativity that you might be feeling this morning. Hey, everybody, thank you guys so much for spending what we consider to be the very best part of your morning with us right here on the official OPT Network. We love you so much. God loves you more than that. Love yourself. And don't forget, change starts with you and it starts with me. Have some compassion for you this morning. And I'm going to try to have some compassion for me as well. For young David Christmas, for big David Christmas, I'm Carlette Christmas. Have a great and a safe Wind Down Wednesday, and God willing, we'll see you right back here on Thursday, everybody.